When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
So it's one of the most important messages I have for entrepreneurs is that
you should have gold and you should have silver and real estate.
Robert Kiyosaki, the author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, his goal in life is to showcase to people how important financial education is and offers a variety of resources to share his findings on how normal people like you and me can get rich. In this video, we will cover four extremely important lessons that Robert learned to get rich.
Failure should inspire you to get smarter. And unfortunately, our school system says if you fail, you're stupid. That is not true. You know, we learn from our mistakes. Mistakes are opportunities to get smarter, be humble, and take a look at something.
And that's the problem with most people today as they leave school. Most of them haven't really learned much because I don't remember my third year of calculus. I have no idea what I learned there. But I did learn that I failed. And when I failed, I was going to be, this is in the 60s, I was going to get sent straight to Vietnam. So failure was a very painful subject. I also failed English twice in high school. And today I'm known as a writer. But so failure is the key to success, except in school.
Lesson one, failure doesn't mean you're failing. One thing that is often misunderstood about failure is that it is the end all be all of any situation. Whether it be a failed business, failed project, or a failed venture, many entrepreneurs believe that this means this is the end. In fact, what we may not realize about failure is that it is merely showcasing to you what didn't work and is providing a lesson to you that you can take with you on future ventures. Failure doesn't mean you're failing. It simply means you have found one of the ways that doesn't work and can move on to the next.
So you have to understand tax. You see, this is all over the world, very little difference. These guys pay 40% of their money in taxes. So they make $1,000, they're gonna spend $400 in taxes. These guys that make $1,000, they're gonna pay 60% in tax. So our schools are teaching entrepreneurship, but they're not teaching them tax, okay? And because they're focusing on income. Over here, it's 20% in tax. So they make $1,000, only $200 goes to tax, and these guys, 0%. So the reason financial education isn't working in our school systems is they're teaching financial education for these people and these people, but to really become rich, you have to focus on this side here. And that's the difference between a rich dad and the financial and what they're teaching in school right now. I'd rather be on this side. This side is a lot harder, but in the long run, it's more fun for me. On this side here, it's harder, but you're paying tax constantly. So these guys here are saying tax to rich. Well, these guys don't pay taxes. And as strange as that may seem, and I'm talking about legal, this is all over the world. In Rich Dad, Poor Dad, I wrote about Ray Kroc, founder of McDonald's. And he was teaching at the University of Texas, the MBA program. And Ray asked, and most of the MBAs are gonna come out here. So Ray Kroc asked him, he says, what business is McDonald's in? And everybody yelled and said, no, we know, you're in hamburgers. And Ray says, no, we're not, I'm not, McDonald's is not hamburgers. McDonald's is in the business of real estate over here. So what, you have McDonald's here and the money McDonald's makes buys the real estate. And that is my formula. This is Rich Dad, I own real estate. I don't hang out here. I'm glad you guys are here, right? And we do our best to make sure you're educated and you have your own businesses and things like this here. But really the formula I follow personally is McDonald's. We have education company that buys real estate, which means we make a lot of money.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
They pay zero taxes. Legally.
Lesson 2. Taxes aren't as complicated as you think. Let's be honest here. No one likes paying their taxes, and many people get frustrated on why certain companies and people who are enjoying the rich life don't pay taxes. It's simply because there are many different loopholes that they are privy to that many common folk are not. In his story about his rich dad, Robert often speaks about how his rich dad provided some excellent advice when it comes to taxes. Do some research, and you'll find that there may be ways that you can also benefit from these loopholes.
In school, they compensate for risk by telling you to memorize the right answer. So in other words, these kids leave, the young people like you, leave school thinking, oh, if I know the right answers, then there's no risk. And it drives old guys like me crazy. Because everybody's talking about millennials. What's wrong with them? You know, millennials are the most highly, in many ways, the most highly educated generation in history. They have the cell phone. They didn't get educated in school. They got educated on social media, on the cell phones. They know all the answers, but they're afraid of doing anything.
Yeah.
You know, the biggest complaint about my generation is millennials know all the answers, but they can't do anything. And the reason they can't do anything is because you might hurt somebody's feelings, you might make a mistake. You know, and that just keeps you guys just trapped in this little box here.
Yeah.
So that's one of the reasons I think millennial money is such an important point here. Because if you're going to come into my world, old guy's world, or the information age, you've really got to understand what is risky and what is not risky. And in my world, if you play it safe, that makes you stupid. Because if you don't take risks, you don't get smarter. Number one schools do is they punish you for making mistakes. Are people punished for making mistakes here?
No, it's encouraged. We want you to.
And then as long as you learn from them.
Yep, fail hard, fail fast, learn and move on.
What happens if you made a mistake and you didn't tell everybody?
If I don't tell anybody, well then that doesn't let the team grow from my own mistake.
No, what happens if you cover it up?
Then I'm punished if I cover it up.
Yeah, you probably get fired for that.
Yeah.
You see, the worst thing that happens in an organization like this is when you make a mistake, you cover it up.
Mm-hmm.
That's the worst thing. Yeah. But that's what they teach you in school.
Lesson 3, learn to take risks. Taking risks is one of the most terrifying things you can do. It can seem daunting at first, but by being able to take the risk in life, it allows you to grow not only as a business owner, but also as a person as well. If you are able to afford to take a risk, do it.
I think the biggest secret of my success is I have all, you know, we all have these. We all have some degree of physical things we do. Emotionally, I'm a basket case a lot of the time, you know. I get upset, I get angry, I get sad, I get my feelings hurt. And I'm always, this is good, this is bad, this is, you know, you watch politics, it's all good and bad, it's a bunch of BS. But what keeps me going is this, and it's spiritual.
Yeah.
It's how can I serve others?
Lesson 4, find out ways you can serve others. Most people don't realize that by being able to give back to your community, whether it be time or money invested in sports teams, school events, local plays, or whatever suits your fancy, it allows you to become ingrained in the community and build a stronger connection with your community and customers.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.